thankful that you love a heart like mine.
God's Word, the Bible, contains hidden treasures just waiting to be discovered. Treasures of truth that'll help us in our day-to-day lives. Listen to Forsha Ross now as she unlocks these hidden treasures with practical keys of understanding that'll empower you to live a more abundant life.
I woke up suddenly. Looking at the clock, I knew that I would not be able to get back to sleep. I had not slept well in almost 2 weeks, sleeping for short periods of time or waking up early. Nothing was wrong. In fact, the 2 weeks since I had asked Jesus to come into my heart and life had been incredible. In the twinkling of an eye, it seemed, my world had changed that morning at the kitchen table. Never had I been so happy, so joyous, so fulfilled. I saw the world with new eyes and a new love, a love I had never experienced before. Day after day, God's love would flow over me in such power that I found myself falling on my knees and weeping with thanksgiving. I felt like a woman who had been on death row, walking to the gas chamber when suddenly the phone had rung. It wasn't the governor granting a pardon, but it was Jesus saying, "Let that woman go. Release her from her prison of torment." Still, I was afraid. What if I went to sleep one night and woke up and it was all a dream? I could barely breathe at the thought. I could not live if what I was feeling turned out not to be true. At that moment, the still, soft voice of the Lord seemed to whisper ever so gently, "Go over to the window and look outside." I obeyed quickly, making my way to the window just as a faint breeze wafted in and caressed my face. It felt so good. "Look up at the moon, Forsha," the Lord said. The moon was full and bright, casting long shadows across the lawn. It seemed so close that I could almost reach out and touch it. "You know that the moon is always here, don't you, Forsha?" the Lord asked. "Yes," I answered, understanding that within the question was the knowledge that even when I could not see the moon, it was still there. "Just as the moon is always here, so am I," the Lord said. I went back to bed and fell asleep immediately. I was awakened again. "Forsha, go look out the window," the voice said. I went to the window a second time. "Look up at the moon." I looked again, marveling at this scenario. "Do you see that the moon is always here?" the Lord asked. I knew he wanted me to respond again. "Yes," I softly said, so as not to wake my husband. "Just as the moon is always here, so am I," he said. I went back to bed for the second time and again fell into a deep sleep. Then I was awakened for the third time and told to go to the window. The same questions ensued. As I stared up at the moon and listened again, I was aware that a deep truth was being implanted in my heart. The Lord would never leave me. "Just as the moon is always here, so am I," the voice said. And I went back to sleep. Yes, it was real, and no one or nothing would be able to convince me otherwise, no matter what the future had in store. Psalm 89, verse 37 says, "It, my covenant, will be established forever like the moon, the faithful witness in the sky."
Hi. This is Forsha Ross of Forsha Ross Ministries, where healing the heart, renewing the mind, and empowering the spirit takes place. Thank you for listening to my Hidden Treasures radio program. For more information, visit my website at ForshaRoss.org or check out my Facebook page at Forsha Ross Ministries. Write me at Forsha Ross Ministries, P.O. Box 717, Glendale, Rhode Island, 1-800-530-2826 or call us at 1-800-533-8854 in the USA and Canada. I'd love to hear from you.